The fact that he starts most of the night, he just makes it look like...
Well, you gotta figure it, the results, the end result is what counts. It's kind of like you, when you stir it up, it's what happens at the end of the stir that counts.
I still don't see any numbers on here, other than the ones going down for permits being issued. Okay.
I just wanted everybody to be aware.
Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting of the Pier Beach Town Council for a budget workshop is now open. Mr. Finance Officer?
Well, I guess the only reason for this meeting is to see if there was any last minute tweaking of the budget that we submitted on June 1st that's been posted on the town website. Andy, can we change this before we have the public hearing in any way, or do we have to have the public hearing on this and then modify it before we adopt it, or how does that work?
Either way.
So if today we wanted to tweak some of these numbers, we could go ahead and do that and then hold it posted. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't do anything today. So, and I don't know if everybody's had a chance to look at it and if there were any errors or questions about it. If there's any suggestions about anything that you want to change.
Yes, I have a suggestion. I want to give probably more of a pay grade increase than anything else. He's never had one since he's been here. And I passed out.
Okay, well.
I don't know. Then I speak out of school. I don't know all pay grade in the history, but I know that since I have been associated with him, I know of none. And in that time, he has
what?
Excelled his educational opportunities and advancements. Okay, having had to go to college at night, etc., while I worked during the day. Kind of think, that, but, we didn't all go to college or whatever.
I did it the other way around. I went to college during the day and worked at night.
I admire that in any individual, I really do. So, that he needs, especially in light of some of the other recent changes and pay rate increases from previous to new duties, that he needs an increase in his grade rate. I don't know how that's all done. I suppose Jim probably knows about the grade rate. Are there some sort of a grade rates according to pay, and that kind of thing? How does that all work?
There's a
never been
program that was developed for us.
Okay.
That we shelved the year after we got it.
There you go.
Well.
Do you have a suggestion about an increase in pay for Mr. Batson?
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Okay, what might that be?
That would be $6,000 a year.
Good Lord.
What is the current area?
Don't sit here and go through high steering.
Good Lord.
And we have got just around the corner. I'm sure we can get a defibrillator if you need it.
We may need one. It's a big one.
I'm currently making $44,301.
$301?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I may suggest we drop to $1.
May I ask a question about this that you just handed us?
Yeah.
Permit fees received from July 1, 2009 through June 12, 2010, $74,890?
Yes, sir.
Why did, and what I'm showing on here, and I'm not sure this is updated, showing we had budgeted $28,000 for this year.
This is including everything, everything that I bring in. This is not just the exclusive permit fees. This includes everything.
It says permit fees.
Where? What other? What is? Because what I'm trying to do, John, is see how that affects the revenue side of the budget. Because, like I say, it's much less than what we've got in here for your department.
Yes, sir. If you look at the budget that I put in for this year, it shows what I'm expecting for each certain fee that I charge for this year, and they include building permits, plan review, pool permits, user fees, tap fees, impact fees, sign permits, landscaping permits, demolition permits, and we also have started charging for tent permits this past year.
You got a copy of that?
Yes, sir.
I don't know that we got all of that into
the budget.
Definitely should have been. This is the way I do it.
I was talking to the department head when I had that in there.
Well, there's been some going from John and Sonny and Dennis's forms into the form that the county department, finance department uses. There are some drops, but I'm just looking. Even in last year's budget, there were only $28,000.
That's the way I turn in my budget every single year.
Mm-hmm. You need to get Jennifer in here. I mean, I guess you'd be good.
I don't think you can do that now, can you?
Might be able to.
You are cruel and unusual.
Freudian slip.
Okay, I guess what we need to do is think, I mean, because it doesn't look like this with anything close to this was accounted for in last year's budget either. And there's, where else would these revenues show up? Because
I'm not sure where they plug them in. I mean, that's what I run off my software. It shows me exactly what I bring in for each.
Increased his own budget and everything else, and that's quite admirable, actually.
Did you actually, that may be a problem. Now, yeah. It doesn't fit the town's budget.
I don't know. At least he has track of what he gives them.
See, but it worries me.
If the town's not keeping track of what he gives them, then that's up to the town.
I understand that, Barry, but this is the document that we are audited by.
Right.
What John does on his computer is not what the auditor looks at. It's not what
I understand. We need to get those coordinated.
That's what I'm trying to do. So right here, through March 31st, this is the revenue that the finance department is showing came in for. They don't list any of this other stuff.
Any of the other.
Now, the water tap fees and the sewer tap fees should be in Sonny's budget, right, John?
That's probably where they are.
That's probably where she's noted them.
And I mean, Sonny claims those as well, because if you go over.
Good thing.
Sonny's got $7,500 budgeted for tap and connection fees and sewer tap and connection fees, $6,000. So, I mean, who actually collects those fees?
That's what he's budgeted to put them in, or is that what he's budgeted to bring in?
That's what he's showing as, this is on the revenue worksheet. That's what he's showing as revenue bringing them in. And I'm wondering who actually collects those.
Jim's, they go into the water and sewer fund, or do they go into your department?
I don't understand. Everything that I bring in is a note to my department.
Okay. Well, let me go.
Maybe that's a misconception.
Excuse me a second. Is anything up here?
No.
There's
five
minutes.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
Sorry about that, guys. 5 minutes went by 5 minutes. Well, he started 5 minutes late, so.
Well, I gotta say one thing. I'm glad Tim likes the numbers.
It's our true numbers, yeah.
Well, that's the problem. That's what we need to find out.
There's a lot of problem with last year's budget.
That's what we need to find out and find out how this all is supposed to really be put together. And I think that's what our problem is.
My bookie likes numbers too.
Pardon?
My bookie likes numbers too.
Yeah, well. Is that in New Jersey or New York?
No, that's New Oslo. What did they have over there the other day? And they had all those cars carrying stuff in out of the front door. It looked like artwork or something.
Yeah, they usually have art shows and stuff. They'll rent the hall.
Yeah, so.
I think that's been made this morning.
I didn't make it, so it might not be drinkable.
Yours is pretty strong.
There you go. Comes Miss McGee. John, you got a list while we're of how much we spend on your continuing education. You got a number for that?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. Just wondering. Was Grace coming in?
She's starting to. She's going back the other way.
Can you move to another seat so she's not scared to come in?
He's not done anything.
Move back to the corner.
It's stirring, Dino.
Move back to the corner so you don't scare the leg. Look at him eyes. He looks like a raccoon. White eyes and red all the way up.
It's a fisherman's tan.
That's it.
Did you go fishing yesterday? Is the boat doing okay?
Oh, yeah, he put the new council.
Yeah. Hello? Yes?
Well,
Chuck's jokes. Grace, get comfortable. We can be here a while.
Just 5 minutes meeting. Not a 5 minute meeting, right?
Yeah, that's a long one.
Glad I came early.
We can always count on John to help us out.
Appreciate it, John.
John always screws things up.
Well, at least he is at the end of the pipe.
He's not wearing a headlock. What is the story? Just at the end
about
the kayak. Long chair. Did they run out of money or just had about two of it?
Actually, I think they're
I think I can do this.
I saw.
I think I can do this. You know, I'm afraid if I hit stop, it's going to make me record on a separate thing. Now, I used to do this all the time, and now I can't remember how this one operates.
Tell them it was Watergate, 18 and a half minutes from this.
That's right. That's right. I'll have to play with that thing.
The kayak ramp is not finished yet, but it is being worked on.
But he said something about when he pulls in, he used to pull in and turn and then just go right off the back of the trailer. I guess right there at that beach area where he used to be.
Let's see.